Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, who's ready for Friday? You get ready.
Hope you have a great weekend.
She is some wild, wild action.
What is the happiest day of the year?
It's Friday, it's the end of the week.
It's Friday, it's bad hair day.
We're gonna turn this party around, because I was born to be wild.
Let your imagination run wild.
I never got to be wild.
It's a brand new Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, amen. That's brilliant.
What more can you possibly want?
And the crowd goes wild.
Indeed.
Well, here we go, sports fans, getting underway with the fourth and final hour. The Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the south. It is the bonus hour on Friday. And Friday, of course, means it's the free-for-all, the all-skate, as we like to refer to it, which essentially means anything you want to talk about is fair game today. And here's how it's done. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, which very simply is 71307. Email, of course, remains bob@1063word.com. And here we go, getting underway with the bonus hour. Great to have you along. To the phones we go right away. Let's begin with our leadoff batter. That happens to be Pat, who is in Union. Hello, Pat. Happy Friday. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bob. I got a question here.
Okay.
Now, if Derek can prove that, I'm glad he got out. I really did. He got himself caught into something more than he needed to be in.
Now, wait a second. By he, are you referring to Roger Stone?
The one that just got out of prison there.
Oh, the governor, former Illinois governor, yeah, Rod Blagojevich. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he got caught up into too much politics, and he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he certainly, the laws of the United States were merely a suggestion to him, Pat.
Yeah. Yep, but I think something went to his head. He just lost it, I guess. I don't know.
Well, greed. I think greed went to his head.
Well, yeah. He was really flaky on some of that junkie ball.
You could say that.
Now, they said they could get one person to say that he was prejudiced against him.
Now, wait a minute. You've just gone from Blagojevich to Roger Stone.
Oh, okay. Now, the three judges that were on that panel that sentenced that guy for 7 years.
Wait a second. Now you've lost me completely, Pat.
Yeah. Impeachment.
On impeachment?
Yes. There was one guy that testified, and I don't know, they proved he lied or something. I didn't catch it all. They gave him 7 years. And they said the three judges that were there, or congressmen, whoever they were, was against them. They hated Trump.
Okay.
I
think you're kind of combining a couple of different stories here, Pat, and I really, unfortunately, don't have time to explain them all to you, but call me back another time, and we'll see if we can straighten it all out, because it's, frankly, so convoluted, I can't keep up. Let's go to Welford next and bring in Drew here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hello, Drew.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
So far, so good.
Sounds good. I just wanted to get your opinion on, you know, the only issue the Democrats seem to be talking about is health care.
That's a biggie. Yeah.
And me being a veteran, I don't understand why people think that even is a good idea when we have an example of government run health care, and that's the VA system.
Yeah.
And anybody that's talked to a vet knows that's not running too well.
Yeah, and I think it's probably better now than it has been, but still not optimal.
Absolutely, and the number of vets is minimal to the number of American citizens. So if they can't handle that small of a number, what makes people think they can handle every American citizen?
Yeah, 330 million Americans.
It.
Right. Plus, you know, how logical is it to rip away the private health care insurance that some 130, 140 million Americans have in order to provide free health care for the 20 million or so who don't have it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you?
It de-incentivizes them to go out and work to get it.
Absolutely it does. I had a story yesterday. The mayors of a number of towns in Western France have now passed a resolution that nobody there can get sick. Nobody can be involved in an accident where they're injured, and nobody can be born with a birth defect. And the reason they're doing that is to make a point, and that is that the hospitals and the physicians that are available are totally inadequate to serve the population there, and they're trying to draw attention to the fact that the health care for all that Bernie and the rest of them are pushing, which they already have in France, is a miserable failure, as it is in the U.K.,
Absolutely. Thanks for pointing that out. Thanks for your time, Bobby.
My pleasure. Thank you, Drew, and thank you for your service. Greatly appreciated. Jerry is next up. He is in Rutherfordton. Hello, Jerry, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby, how are we doing today?
Very well, thank you. Hard to go totally into the ditch on a Friday.
I hear you there, and at least if we don't have snowball-sized snowflakes this Friday here, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess the governor probably will be applying for disaster relief in the wake of...
That's right. Listen, Bobby, earlier today you were talking about Q and QAnons.
Yes.
And people were having a difficult time, I think, trying to understand it or where you can find information.
Right.
I basically wanted to bring up to you the X-22 report has a very thorough way of explaining and showing you today's news, like television news, but you don't have to watch television. In a sense, you can be steps ahead of the television news with the X-22 report.
Is that X-22.com? Is that right, Jerry?
No, the first thing you do is go to YouTube. And then what you would do is punch in X-22 report.
Oh, I gotcha.
I suggest that if anybody does that and they really want to know a bit more about Trump's tweets, Q and the Anons and all that stuff.
Right.
I suggest if you go to X-22 report that you go to the numbered posts. There's over 2,000 posts. Like, just for instance, 2013 A and B. There's usually an A and a B, and I believe they post three times a week
okay.
on YouTube.
Right.
Yes.
So just go to YouTube, and in the search bar at the top, just put in X-22?
That's right, X-22 report, and a whole mess of them will pop up. The best ones I find are the numbers, which are numbered weekly. They add on every single week. So they're in the 2000s right now. I think it's 2037, something like that, that they put in with the X-22. But you will find when you watch it and you pay attention, Q will be explained in a great way. You'll completely understand what's going on. I believe it's a little military is what it, what
yes,
it is.
Yes, right, yeah. Supposedly a military intel guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Good stuff. Thanks for that tip, Jerry. I appreciate it.
I think you'll like it. So Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, I believe.
Excellent. And from what I'm able to glean from the most recent stuff, the countermeasures against the attempted coup against President Trump, the countermeasures from the administration are about to start, and it's going to get very interesting.
Yes, I find it absolutely the best thing for me. Television is just out of the question nowadays.
Sure.
Chris Wallace makes me mad, and I just want to go ahead and go to the X-22 report, you know?
I hear you. Thanks very much, Jerry. I appreciate that tip, and for people that want to be able to follow QAnon easy fashion, that sounds like a great way to do it. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Bobby. You're great. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jerry. Hope you have a great weekend, sir. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back on the other side. Meantime, the CDC has something more to say today about COVID-19, coronavirus, whichever name you want to use for it. And it's enough to get your attention. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, 622, a mess out there on 85 and other spots, 385 as well. Bobby, please ask off the text line, one of our Waser traffic spotters. Bobby, please ask people to avoid 385 southbound at Georgia Road. All four lanes plus a shoulder are blocked by first responders. Everyone needs to find an alternate route. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, regarding the washing machine music, There actually is a sci-fi anthology book out called Carmen Miranda's Ghost is Haunting Space Station 3 because of the distinctive beat of the engines. Now, Bobby, if anybody thinks Q or QAnon is misinformation, they have their head in the sand, in my opinion. Not sure if Bobby will do it today, but he has the past 3 days after six talked about the breaking coronavirus. Yes, we are. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, confirming more than 30 cases of COVID-19 or coronavirus in the United States as health officials prepare for it to become a pandemic. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, hope I'm pronouncing that right, the director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, told reporters today that while the virus isn't spreading throughout the U.S., quote, it's very possible, even likely, that it may eventually happen, end quote. She said the goal continues to be slowing the introduction of the virus into the U.S. Good luck. The coronavirus started in China December 2019. Total number of infected worldwide, more than 76,000, and at least 2,200 people have died. All but 11 of the deaths happened in mainland China. That's interesting because there was a piece the other day at the website called Stat. Canceling large public gatherings, asking students to stay home from school, closing down borders. Many places around the world have already implemented these kind of drastic steps in response to the coronavirus outbreak that originated in China and has spread to at least 27 territories outside the mainland. If the U.S., which has an outdated number of cases here, 11 cases so far, begins to see sustained human-to-human transmission, health officials may also have to rapidly step up their own use of social distancing measures to prevent further spread. This is exactly what the doctor at the CDC was referring to today. Just last week, the U.S. reported its first case of human-to-human transmission, where an Illinois woman in her 60s who had traveled to Wuhan passed on the virus to her husband, who had not traveled with her. Late Sunday night, officials in California reported another such case. 57-year-old man recently returned from China. He and his wife, who had not traveled to China, are now both sick with the virus. Public health officials there were quick to point out the threat to the U.S. still remains low. Yeah, no cause for alarm. No need to panic. Mm-hmm. The virus is not spreading widely across the community at this time, said Dr. Ngozi Ezeki, director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, told reporters last week. We are not recommending people in the general public take additional precautions, such as canceling activities or avoiding going out of their homes. He forgot to add, yet. But officials there and elsewhere in the U.S. already thinking ahead for when they may have to put into place larger directives in communities to stop the spread of the virus, especially as the nature of the outbreak, which has infected, outdated numbers of people. Already, federal health officials took the rare step late last week of quarantining all 195 American citizens evacuated from Wuhan, China, where the outbreak is believed to have originated. By the way, the people that came off the DP, the Diamond Princess, that cruise ship, and were flown back to the U.S., they were flown back on a 747, and there were, I've forgotten how many of them there were, but in any event, they were flown back on an aircraft with healthy passengers. The people who were on that plane, upon discovering they were on the same aircraft with people that had just come off the quarantine on the DP, were not real thrilled. Officials said, well, we put up plastic sheeting around them, and we had physicians on board. Look. What good does it do to put up plastic sheeting on a 747 when the air that these people are breathing is being circulated through the entire aircraft? Hello? McFly? Anybody in there? Last Friday, late Friday, federal government also declared a national public health emergency, issued a ban on foreign nationals traveling to the U.S. from China. That was, what's the date on this? I guess this is February 3rd. Yeah. So at least the virus at that point had been, going for a month, something like that? Isolating someone who is sick is very standard practice, said Dr. Ashia Jha, public health researcher at Harvard. Yeah, like isolating him on a 747 with 200 other healthy passengers. Is that what he had in mind? The story continues. As long as the health system can keep on top of emerging cases, there isn't a need to think about implementing larger measures. But if the infections pop up much faster than officials can track them, or if there's signs that healthcare assistants might get overwhelmed, it might be time to call in reinforcements. Okay. I wonder if the doctor has looked at the chart for the number of infections and how they have spread. I would hope so. And I guess that's why the CDC today, said, may have to implement some more stringent measures here. So, We'll track it and keep you appraised of the latest as we get it. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. And then I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour, including today's edition of Boneheads in the News. Might have just been talking about some.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. Come on. Come on. Ooh, nice looking sunset working out there as we head into the weekend. The last half of the bonus hour here on the TGIF edition. In on my text line, Bob, mixing quarantine folks in with those that weren't. Are you profiling? When asked to explain why they would do that, the official explanation was,
when you're stupid, you do stupid things.
And I guess have to let it go at that. To the phones we go. Alex is along this evening. He is in Pickens, and by the way, Boneheads is on the way as well. Alex, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Thank you. I was just looking at the January fundraising numbers for the Democrat candidate.
Right.
And looking beyond Bloomberg, who spent about $200 million of his own money, and I think Steyer spent about $50 million. Sanders raised $25 million, Warren $11 million, Biden $6 million, Biden was $9 million, Buttigieg was $6 million, and Klobuchar was $5 million.
Peanuts.
Yeah, just Buttigieg and Klobuchar just don't have the money to run competitively in the next 25 primaries over the next 2 weeks, so they're out. Warren, actually, she's on life support. She had to borrow $3 million.
Wow.
I think So her Hail Mary pass on Wednesday trying to get back in the race. But what's shocking to me is how Bernie's grassroots fundraising. I mean, he's a socialist and a communist sympathizer.
Yep.
I mean, you'll remember this. I mean, in the 80s, he honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He was bad-mouthing the United States when he was in the Soviet Union, in the middle of the Cold War and the arms race, you know, when Reagan was fighting with them. And then he also visited Nicaragua in the 80s and met with Ortega,
yeah.
Daniel Ortega.
Yeah, with the Sandinistas, a bunch of communist guerrillas. Not to mention the fact that he's also spoken glowingly about that workers' paradise in Cuba.
Yeah. I mean, I think if he would have done that 30 years earlier when he got back here, he would have been hauled in front of Congress.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
During, with Red Scare and Joe McCarthy. It's amazing what we tolerate, and the fact that people are giving him money is amazing to me.
And how much the progressives in control of the ivory towers of academia, the libs in Hollywood with their influence, the media, have managed to shift what is acceptable as moral, ethical, and right to, if it feels good, do it.
I think what's most interesting about this election is that the Democrats, the moderates have lost control of the party.
Yep.
Well, the moderate, you know, the left-leaning, and then the really radical left has taken over. And I think Biden was taken out in this impeachment process. There were two targets, probably Biden and Trump, and they got one of them. And now, from now on, I think it's going to be far left that's going to lead this party.
See, this is an excellent point that nobody has really touched on very much. But if you remember, there were a bunch of never-Trumpers in the RNC and the GOP when Donald Trump first began his campaign. Now, Donald Trump is the GOP. This is the ultimate fear of the Tom Perez's, the Bill and Hillary Clintons, the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the rest of them. If Bernie gets the nomination for the Democrats, then he controls that party. And the moderates in the party, the people that want to keep things the way they are, that is, keep the money rolling in, are out, and they can't afford that.
Yeah, the same thing is happening. Trump kicked out the establishment Republicans, and
right.
These people are kicking out the establishment Democrats.
Yeah, and I think that is their ultimate mortal fear. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate the call. It's good stuff. 6:40 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Here we go. Time for us to squeeze in today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes. You know, if you're going to stick up a place, probably not a good idea to pick up one where two cops are there on a date night, like happened here in a restaurant chain in Kentucky. Two off-duty police officers on a date night. Ended with them stopping a robbery.
It's actually where right after we got married, that's where we ate dinner. So, the same location. And then I saw her hands go up like this. I'm like, is he doing what I think he's doing? And he's like, yeah. We're trained for those kind of situations. And, you know, when it comes to people's lives are in danger, I feel like any other officer here would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, so they drew their weapons and approached the guy who fled the restaurant. Too little, too late, pal. They ran him down and arrested the guy. Now, this is something you don't see every day. A 22-year-old woman in Iowa got pulled over in her Maserati on Monday. Police found several hundred spent canisters of compressed air that she had done with Whippets.
You must whip it.
When something's going wrong, you must whip it. Now whip it into shape. Shape it up.
And apparently,
get straight.
That's exactly what you've been doing.
Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it.
Yeah.
Whip it good.
There you go. She had apparently been whipping it good. Several hundred spent canisters. In the Maserati, if you're not familiar with that, that's that compressed air, and you can huff it, you know, and get a temporary high off the deal. We got audio on this from a story that we actually did yesterday. You may recall, small town in New Hampshire laid off their only cop at a local board meeting this week. They decided to be more cost-effective to just rely on using the state police and told him to turn in his uniform immediately. So he did, right then and there.
The citizens that were up front were all surprised and shocked. One was very angry. She had a case pending before the court. It's now no good because I can't prosecute it. Yeah. I disrobed and I left my office and minded wearing my boots and a hat.
Part of the discussion covered the fact that we didn't feel we were getting the value of the money being paid to the chief versus what we have been paying for the state police coverage.
I wish him luck and seriously, good luck. I wouldn't wish anybody ill in the town.
Okay. Don't know if it was snowing or how far he had to walk or any other details, but it must have been quite a sight. So is this. Subway station in London. A woman went viral after she was stopped by a guy in the subway station who was entertaining and asked her to finish singing a Lady Gaga song. And she knew what she was doing.
Finish the lyrics. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Or do you need more?
Wow.
Keep going. So hardcore.
Wow, you're really good. Keep going.
I'm off the deep end. Watches are diving. I'll never meet the ground.
Wow.
Crash through the surface where they can't hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
I don't know if that was a setup or not, but whatever she's doing for a living, she's in the wrong business because she ought to be singing. This was mentioned earlier in the program. You may remember last fall, KFC started testing a new chicken sandwich with a donut bun. Well, apparently the marketing study says it did pretty good because now they're releasing it nationwide. You may have heard this ad already.
Hot donuts with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Sweet and savory, it's cooked to order. Get it in a basket or a sandwich. Only at KFC, it's finger-licking good.
I don't think she was as good as a woman in the subway. The new ad featured Colonel Sanders there, supposedly. By the way, you can also get the donuts separately as a side. So, there you go. There is the final edition for this week of
Boneheads in the News.
Quarter before 7. Be right back.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. 10 before 7, the closing minutes, the Bobby Mac Show for the Friday free-for-all as we get ready to close up shop. I saw this story today and I thought, well, wait a second. Are the Brits finally starting to wise up? Has common sense taken control? And you may have heard earlier in the program, I was telling the story about Ilhan Omar, the Democrat representative to Congress from Somalia by way of Minneapolis. And how now someone in her circle of friends has come forward to say, oh, yeah, she married her brother so that he could get a green card and go to school in this country in a Sharia marriage ceremony. Here is the story from Zero Hedge. The Court of Appeal the second highest court in England and Wales after the Supreme Court, has ruled that the Islamic marriage is not valid under English law. Uh-oh. The landmark ruling has far-reaching implications. On the one hand, the decision strikes a blow against efforts to enshrine this aspect of Sharia law into the British legal system. On the other, it leaves potentially thousands of Muslim women in Britain without legal recourse in the case of divorce. The case involves an estranged couple, Nazreen Akhtar and Mohammed Shahbaz Khan, both of Pakistani heritage, who took part in a Sharia ceremony officiated by an imam in front of 150 guests at a restaurant in London, December 1998. In November 2016, Akhtar, a 48-year-old attorney, filed for a divorce, allegedly because Khan wanted to take a second wife. Khan, a 48-year-old property developer, tried to block his wife's divorce application on the basis they were not legally married under English law. Khan said that they were married under Sharia law only and sued to prevent Akhtar from claiming money or property from him in the same way a legally married spouse could. Akhtar said that the couple, who have four children, intended to follow the Sharia law with a civil marriage ceremony that would be compliant with English law, but no civil ceremony ever took place. However, that was because, according to the wife, Mr. Khan refused. 31 July 2018, the London-based Family Division of the High Court ruled that the Sharia law marriage fell within the scope of the Matrimonial Causes Act of 1973, which establishes three categories of marriage: valid, void, and non-marriage. Valid marriages may be ended by a decree of divorce. Void marriages may be ended by a decree of nullity, that is, the marriage is nullified. Non-marriages cannot be legally ended because legally the marriage never happened in the first place. The High Court determined that this particular marriage was a void marriage because it had been entered into in disregard of certain requirements as to the formation of marriage, and ruled that Akhtar was therefore entitled to a decree of her marriage being annulled. The review added, the panel's opinion as the evidence shows that cultural change is required within Muslim communities so that communities acknowledge women's rights in civil law. Especially in areas of marriage and divorce, awareness campaigns, educational programs, and other similar measures should be put in place to educate and inform women of their rights and responsibilities, including the need to highlight the legal protection civilly registered marriages provide. Want to wish him a lot of luck in that regard. Finally, the panel recommended the government create a new agency to regulate Sharia courts and thus legitimize them. Here we go. That body would design a code of practice for Sharia councils to accept and implement. There would, of course, be a one-off cost to the government of establishing this body, but subsequently, the system would be self-regulatory. That's the last thing they need to do, is to legitimize, as if they're not far enough. Well, they asked for it, though, by allowing Sharia courts over there. As we always do on Friday, we wrap it up with the great Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, and Wonderful World. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to try and use it to get over my cold, and I will see you back here on Monday. Till then, God bless.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.